Welcome to the youth message for the Bethlehemite Methodist Church. You know, it's a message that is geared to be the young at heart. And since we're all young at heart and we're all children of God, that's why we always do a youth message, even for the Sunday morning service in person. And if sometimes we have a youth, it's great. And sometimes we don't have youth, that's okay, because we still give a youth message very similar to this one. So I hope and pray that you come to be a part of us in service. But if not, if you're just listening in, this is something I wanted to share with you. You know, at Christmas time, of course, a lot of times we get around and say, okay, kids, we want you to write a letter to Santa Claus and tell him what you'd like to have and if you've been good or bad, or, you know, write a letter to Santa Claus and see what happens. Well, that's okay, I guess, because Santa Claus is listening to what you have to say. But did you know the one who created you, the one who loves you very much, is God, manifested in the flesh in the name of Jesus? So, my question to a lot of the young people was, how about writing a letter to God? That's interesting, and it's interesting as some of the responses that we get. And I just want to share them with you today. One of them said, "Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It worked with my brother. Thank you, God, for hearing me. Signed, Larry." Here's another one. "Dear God, I bet it was very hard for you to love everybody in the whole world. There's only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it. Love you, God. Signed, Nan." I think sometimes it is hard to love people in our own family. Have you ever had a fight with your brother or your sister? And yeah, they can make you mad, can't they? Either way, it goes both ways. And our lesson today is about 2 brothers who couldn't get along. They call it the story of the prodigal son. One, who we call the prodigal, had gone far into the country and spent all his money and had to come home very sorry for all that he had done. But his father was happy to see him. But his older brother, not so much. He didn't want to have anything to do with him. That's the way brothers act sometimes, isn't it? Even sisters sometimes act that way. It's not only the males, it's the females too. It's the same kind of thing. But it's not the way that God wants us to act, is it? No, God wants us to act like the father in the story, because that's the way God acts. God is always acting out of love, and that's the way we should too. Oh, I think the story has always been about the brothers, but I think more importantly, the story needs to be more about the father. Because the father in this story is like God the Father, standing there with open hearts when you come home and you invite Jesus into your life for salvation. He is always there welcoming you home. So, write God a letter. Tell him what you think. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him what you need in order to help you to love your brother or your sister more. And he will show you the way in Jesus' name.